Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. And we also have with us our co-host with the most.
She's back. Yay.
Coco Lenny Matthews. She was absent last
week. Welcome back, Lenny.
Welcome back.
Really missed you.
Thank
last
you.
Week. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling so much
You're
better.
Feeling sassy.
I am feeling so much better. And you know what? I missed you guys so much. I lost my voice. It was a gift and a curse.
It was a gift. Thank you.
Ron.
Oh, no. What? Oh, I meant thank you. I mean.
There's no cleaning that up.
Oh, I can't do that.
Moving on.
Moving on. Our phone number here, and we sure would like you to call in and, you know, share your thoughts about what we're going to talk about tonight. Our number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us also at KCNR1460.com. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
I forgot.
See, being gone 2 weeks. Wow.
I had to fill in for you last week.
Yeah, he filled
in
last week.
For you last week.
And I was waiting for you to do it. So I don't know.
Next time.
He did. Okay. You can also message us on Facebook, Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and me, Ron Lim. And he's going to tell us about our sponsor.
But first, before we get into the sponsor, we do have a special guest in the studio tonight. And would you introduce our special guest?
Our special guest has ran off, and I will introduce her. It is my daughter, Lila.
Lila.
And she is filled with the Christmas and New Year's spirit, so she's happy to be here and off of school. And she couldn't wait to come. She was really
Hopefully
excited to come.
Hopefully she'll be weighing in.
Oh,
so
she'll
glad
be coming
you're here,
in.
Lila.
She'll be coming in.
All right, shall we get to our wonderful
sponsor?
They are amazing sponsors.
K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. Love these guys. They are the source of your workforce. They have, let's see, they've got 5 locations now. And the one in Reading, you can reach them at 530-605-4517. And if you miss that number, you can always send me a message, and I'll give you a little info on K&S Staffing. But I wanted to let you know that the thing that separates these people from their competitors is they actually do a full interview process on the employer and what they're looking for. And then, of course, the employees that they hire to send to the employer. So it's extensive, it's in-depth, and they get to know their people, their personality. They actually match the employee with the employer. So typically it's a win the first time. Yeah. And that's really important because you're talking about training someone, mm-hmm. bringing them up to speed to fill the position that you've grabbed them for. That's all money because it's time running a business. So,
the skills are very important.
Yeah, and if you can get it right the first time, you're golden. So yeah. K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated, they believe the right candidate, finding the right candidate for your business the first time. And I think that kind of says it all.
Yep.
So
Thank you.
Can walk through their door on Bocelli Lane in the Mission Square Shopping Center. Or you can go to their website at KSS4jobs.com.
KSS4jobs.com.
Thank you, Lenny.
Yes.
Thank you.
And
that.
Thank you, K&S Staffing Solutions.
Yeah. So.
A wonderful sponsor. So tonight.
Tonight, Elle, what the heck are we talking about?
Tonight is a night of reflection. It's a bit of a crapshoot tonight because we're really talking about anything and everything having to do with what we consider to be highlights of this past year.
Highlights and lowlights.
Yeah. I mean, they can be highlights and lowlights. But what was significant to you this past year? What impacted you this past year? What are you looking forward to in the coming year? So, really,
and what have you learned?
I love that.
Yeah. What did we learn? Was it painful? Was it joyous? But it's all learning. So some we don't want to repeat. Some we just found our joy or whatever it was that made such a huge impact on our year.
Yeah.
And we want to continue with that. So it doesn't matter if it's happy or sad.
Yeah.
We want to know.
And it's just inspiring to hear other people's stories.
It is.
And for people to share their experiences, it can be something that can be quite meaningful to other people who may have had similar experiences and just need a sense of, you know, identifying with people that have been through the same thing, good or bad.
And it can be a really little, tiny, I mean, don't think that this has to be a big monumental thing. Sometimes the smallest things are the most impactful.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to give us a call and share whatever it is that you want to share about that's happened to you this year.
Yeah, I know you've got some good stuff, Lenny, so I'm looking forward to hearing
yeah.
all of the goodies that you kind of outlined at our pre-show meeting.
Yeah, Ron does too. Ron's got a couple
I got nothing.
Really good.
I'm just I'm really thankful for Wi-Fi and internet.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Really? I'm a deep thinker.
Really?
Come on, you can do better than that.
Well, obviously, I'm thankful for my very, very good friends right here at the station, sitting right here with me.
More thankful yeah. for you, too.
You, too.
Me, too.
And
Tyler.
What's his name? Tyler.
Right? And what's his name?
And yeah. what's his name?
Hey, I'll take it. I don't think it's out of line to be thankful for Wi-Fi.
No, I knew it was Tyler. I was just, you know.
Tyler, actually, you're the one that inspired tonight's topic, because last week you were talking about how much personal stories are, how much people like to hear personal
Absolutely.
Stories.
Absolutely. No, they do.
I just thought, yeah, why not? And Ron kind of came up with the topic. You inspired the whole let's share stories. And so here we are. I'm sharing absolutely nothing at this point.
Ron, you got a big one.
Which one?
You've got
I got a lot.
We got 3.5 minutes. You guys can probably dive in.
Oh, yeah. Well, number one, I'm thankful for my hearing, because I was at a little meeting at lunch, and I realized that everybody at the table was wearing hearing aids. And I'm like, and we're all like the same age. And I'm like, wow. So I'm very thankful.
You're very youthful for your age.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Quit telling him that.
Yeah, quit telling
him. Jeez, his head's already big enough. But there was one thing that I can think of that was really a big deal that in your life this year.
I can think of
one thing, too. Well, I had quite a few, but you talking about my airplane emergency?
That's what I was thinking.
Well, that's one. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Well, Harlow's mom, Jordan.
Yeah, so there's two.
Was reunited with Harlow after 3.5 years.
And explain to those who might not know who's Harlow.
Well, Harlow is my little guy that I was a legal guardian to for the first 6 months of his life. His mom had to go to rehab. And so after 6 months, he went to his aunt full time for 3 more years. And now, just this year, she reunited with Harlow full time. And she also became the second director in charge at Teen Challenge.
Yeah, that's
so we're
just,
very proud of
that's incredible.
Amazing. And you are what to this little guy?
His papa.
Grandpa.
Okay.
No, he calls me papa.
Papa.
Yeah, papa.
I'm too young to be his grandpa.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. But I
sorry,
love.
But that was a lot.
Yeah,
I
Harlow
love
is
papa
a,
though.
But
yeah,
Harlow,
papa.
Harlow is a big in my life. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so his mommy.
Second after my son, of course.
Yes. Yes.
Shout out to Sean Lim.
Yes, actually, equals there. Yeah. And then what's this about the airplane?
The air disaster.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll come back to that after our break if I can.
Oh,
we're due for a break.
No, we're not.
We're not? Okay. Well, never mind. Let me tell you.
Maybe we are.
Not quite yet. You guys got a little.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to do to you what you always do to me. No, keep going. It's fine.
Okay, fine. So, last summer, I went and picked up my plane after it had a bunch of maintenance down in Grass Valley. And I came back to Redding. And before going back to Benton, I went to Redding Airport to get gas. I got gas. And then when I was taking off from there, the engine quit. After I got off the ground and got about 500 feet up, which is the worst place for an engine to quit. right in the middle of climbing out. So fortunately, I kept my cool, dropped the nose, and made not a 180 U-turn, but a 90-degree right turn, because there's two runways there. I was able to go right back to the other runway and walked away from that one. And so
that's because of all of your skill and air
knowledge.
Disaster.
Oh, yeah. I watch viewing. Air disasters every night, and I learn a lot.
I'll bet. Yeah.
People ask me all the time, why do you watch those? I said, because
you
I learn
a lot.
Yeah.
So keeping your cool is the most important thing in an emergency.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think the scariest thing for me would be having it quit running when you're off the ground. I don't care if you're in a takeoff.
You and I were going to Trinity Center that day,
mm-hmm.
and halfway there, the engine lost about half power. I said, I think we need to turn back. And she goes, are we okay? I said, yeah, it's just carburetor ice. So I fixed that, turned on the carburetor heat. Melted the ice and all the power came back.
And you know, he was so cool. I didn't even know I should be afraid.
So
I wasn't afraid. And then later he told me, and then of course he posted it and all these people are going, oh my gosh, Ron, geez, wow. And I'm going, should I have been afraid up there?
I was just cool.
I'm really glad you didn't tell me. Now you should be afraid, Lenny.
We'll pick this back up after we come back from our break.
Be right back.
All right.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I got my girl one time. Hey,
good evening. Welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
Oops. And this is Ron Lynn. Man, I'm almost excited tonight. And this is Ron Lynn.
Talking about planes. Does
this
that
is Ron Lynn, co-host to the Ask Elle.
Who are you?
Talk show. Ron Lynn. Captain Ron. Ask Elle talk show. And we have with us our co-host with the most. I had to spit it out there. Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we missed you last week.
Oh, I'm so glad. Merry Christmas, though, everyone.
We did have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And part of that was because of you. You
for being gone.
You bestowed wonderful gifts on us at our dinner.
Yeah.
Our little dinner party.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So before we move on,
our
phone number here, please call in and share your Christmas with us or things that you're thankful for. Maybe next year's.
Wishes.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Our phone number here is 530 605 4567. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Thank you.
Yay.
And you can message us on Facebook also at Ask L Lenny Matthews and Ron Lim. Lenny.
Yes.
Want to tell us about our sponsor?
Not going to do it.
Please.
Of course I will.
You are going to do
it. Got you on that one, didn't I?
You're fired.
K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. We love them.
Yes, we do.
And I want to talk a little bit about how they connect employers to candidates for a mutually beneficial relationship. And what they actually do is they do an in-depth interview process, and they have a highly skilled staffing consultant that kind of orchestrates this. So they are able to determine the best fit for the employee and the employer. So they both go together. There's actually an interview for both. And it results in longer, more productive, and happier employees. So we all know that happy employee makes you money, right?
Yep, absolutely.
That also show up
for
work. I
wish I had been around when I was in the pharmacy.
Yeah. Yeah, the happier employee is the more money you make. I wish.
Yeah, the most important thing is
for
your employees to be happy.
Yes, yep. And I wish more
absolutely.
Employers would remember that.
I did that.
They have very competitive pay, and they have a great benefit situation where I'm going to get into on our next break.
Okay.
But if you want to get a hold of them, you can call them at 530-605-4517, or they'd love for you to drop by. They are in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane, K&S Staffing. All right.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you again, K&S Staffing.
So, at this point, I would like to talk a little bit about this past year, if that's okay.
Sure. Let's.
Okay. Was it not my turn?
No.
No, it's your turn.
I was just blinking my eyes at you. Batting my eyes at you.
Well, first of all, I want to say that it's been a full year since, over a year, since Elle and I have become really good friends. And Ron, you and I have known each other
25 years.
Yeah, but we've been besties for about a year and a half.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So bringing me into this group, to the radio show, Ask Elle radio show, this has been an absolute wonderful highlight and addition to my life. It's this is one of my favorite good things that's happened to me this year.
Yeah, and it's mutual, Lenny. I mean, having you a part of this is really...
Make that mutual.
Thank you, guys, because you know what? I learn because I have to do my homework. We all do before we come on our show. We research our topics. So I'm learning. I'm developing I feel is almost a unconditional loving relationship with the two of you. And I don't mean that in a mushy, icky way. I mean that in a really good give and take. You know, it's just, it's a growing thing for me to have a friendship like this where there's so much give and take and understanding. And so, yeah, lots of growth for Lenny this year in a lot of ways. And that's just one of them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be a mic hog. So.
Well, first of all, Lenny, thank you so much. You add so much to this show.
Yes, you do.
You
made
it
way better
in the radio industry.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really do. You add a dimension to this that is invaluable, and I'm grateful that you're part of it.
Thank you.
So wise.
I do want to turn our attention to our caller. Michael and on the phone, and I'm just going to say that this is Michael, my nephew, who faithfully listens to our show all the way from Ohio every week. He's been a loyal supporter, staying up late, tuning in, and weighing in. So, Michael, are you there?
I'm here. Hi,
Andy. Michael.
Hi,
Michael. Happy New Year, Michael.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
So I know that you have some moments that have defined the year for you, and we're about to be blessed with what you have to share.
Yes. So I was blessed this year to meet someone and fall in love, and this man has really shown me what true love is. And a little over a week ago, he asked me to marry him, and I accepted.
Well, he's awesome. Your partner is awesome. I absolutely adore him. Can't wait till he comes out to California.
Are we getting an invitation, I hope?
Of course. And what's funny is his name happens to be Michael, and so my family
we call him Tom.
My family
dubbed
him Tom, the other Michael.
Okay. That's good.
That'll make it easy.
Way easy.
Welcome to the family, Michael Tom.
Yes, we love him.
Good news. Good
to
news.
To Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, congratulations. That is a big deal for the
year. Big deal.
Huge deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huge deal.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that with
us. Michael.
Thank
and
you.
Michael.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, L.
Big announcement.
Yeah.
That's a big, oh, wow. That's a bomb he just dropped.
Yeah. Well, the family found out about it not that long ago. A week ago, maybe? It's been a week ago. So, yeah, I had a feeling he'd call in and share his big news
with us. You know how many proposals have been done in my plane?
No.
On scenic flights?
What a great idea.
Yeah, just sign up if you want to propose, in my plane.
Wow. I love that. That's the kind of stuff you only see on The Bachelor.
Just call Ron if you want to propose to me.
Or, hey, gender reveals. I do gender reveals, too.
Yes, you
well,
did
the
gender
reveal. Well,
there
won't be any of those for me anymore, but the engagement thing might work.
Yeah, I could.
Which brings me to, I'm just going to weigh in here now because we're bringing it up, and it's a good time for me to bring it up because this year we got to do a gender reveal.
We did.
From your plane.
And
so
you got to be.
I got to be in the plane, and I got to reveal the gender by dumping the blue powder
the
out
gender
of the plane.
Of your,
what?
For your?
My first grandchild.
All right.
My
now
grandson.
Pretty cool to do your own gender reveal.
Warren. So doing the gender reveal, first of all, it was amazing because Ron, not only did he let us use his plane for that, and of course flew the plane, but he also let us have the gender reveal party in his hangar.
Yeah.
So we had a wonderful party in his hangar. And if any of you know Ron, which I'm sure all of you do, he's got some amazing cars. I mean, I didn't know they were amazing until he told me they were. I'm not a car person.
Wow.
But they're special. They're beautiful cars. One's a GT.
GT40.
Something.
4GT.
Yeah. Comes out of the, from the movie.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Yes. And the other one is a goat runner.
Yeah, she's a car girl already.
Yeah.
Well, there is the goat, which is a GT.
A road runner and beautiful. It wins all kinds of prizes every time you take it somewhere. Mm-hmm. So he did a really wonderful thing for the family by having his plane out there, these beautiful cars out there, and then getting to hold the party in the hangar. It was pretty special.
Awesome.
It made it pretty special.
It was pretty cool because nobody knew if it was what it was, a boy or girl. Only she knew.
I was the only one that
knew. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So you are a grandma this year for the first time.
Yeah. So
and tell me that isn't, I doubt that either one of us can top that one.
Yep. Even our good friend Katie Garrett with Heavenly Donuts. Same thing for her.
Yeah.
And also Deborah Fox.
Yeah.
Our Cool Aper Nights president, Deborah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. When I saw Deborah's granddaughter, I was like, we need to do an arranged marriage.
Yeah. Well, I'm always saying that for Harlow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Every time we, see somebody.
Well, I just think being a grandma for the first time or a grandfather is such a big deal, and it's a dream of mine, and I'm never going to pressure Landon because I want him to wait for the right girl.
Yeah.
But do I pray and hope that he meets the right girl and hurries up and gets pregnant?
Of course.
Heck yeah.
I wanted my kids to hurry because I'm like, I don't want to be in diapers at the same time your child is. But, you know, this was unplanned.
Okay.
I get a little TMI bit
there. Well, mine wasn't this year, but I was very...
I'll continue with this story after our break.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Take place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Lord, I'd ask you just the same.
Yeah, that's nice.
Hello.
Lovely song.
I'm not doing a thing. What are you doing?
Welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, your co-host with the most.
We
have Lenny.
So sultry.
I know. We have the co-host with
great
the most.
Song.
Coco, Lenny Matthews.
Thank you so much.
Our phone number here is 530.
We really need video. Oh, here. You can see Lenny right
you
now.
You guys are so, you two girls are so distracting. Our number here is help people. I'm stuck in this little room with these two.
530-605-4567. The number here is 530-605-4567.
Or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Whoa, well, there was a threesome.
Tyler,
okay.
Tyler's got to get
thank
in
you.
On the next
thank
one.
You, everybody. or, yeah, oh, text you. Oh, yeah, you can message us to our Facebook, too. Ask L, Lenny Matthews. And Ron Lim. And Lenny, our co-host with the most, is going to tell us about our sponsor.
K&S Staffing.
Oh, no.
Okay, I got to get
that
out of that.
That song really got to her.
Oh, yeah. I love
keep going.
K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated, the source of your workforce.
I love it.
You tell them what you need, and they're going to get you the perfect fit. For construction, manufacturing, hospitality. How about automotive? You looking for something under with automotive or maybe janitorial? Maybe you want to be a clerk. Maybe you're into medical, running a medical office, administrative. It doesn't matter what you're looking for. K&S Staffing Solutions can find you the job and employers can find you the employee. K&S Staffing can find the employer.
That's the right way to do it.
It's a great pairing is what it is.
It is. It is. They believe in finding the right candidate the first time so there's no waste. You're not having to retrain people over and over to fill a spot that may not work out. That's frustrating, especially when you're trying to be productive. You don't, and most businesses are on a slim crew. They don't have time to train someone and let them go and train someone else.
Absolutely.
They also offer benefits. They offer the opportunity for each and every one of the employees to earn up to 40 hours of paid time off at no additional cost to the employers. So that's kind of a big deal for the employees.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
That's a very generous company, and they run it like a family.
I think that's why they're so successful is they offer things that...
I'm so impressed with this company.
Other staffing places do not. So if you want to get a hold of them, you can call 530-605-4517. You can contact them on the web at jobs.com, or you can pop in the door in the Mission Square Shopping Center off of Bocelli Lane.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. So tonight we are, it's kind of a little bit of a topic salad on your remembrance of the year 2023. Coming to a close, we want to hear about your highlights, your lowlights, unforgettable moments, moments that were meaningful. Share your stories. I can hear. Hi, Lila. You got something you want to share with us?
She's getting nervous. She's gonna come on.
Okay.
She has something she wants to share.
Yes,
she has some news.
We have
what made her 2023 very special.
I had a baby sister.
Oh, that's a really good one.
I love baby sisters.
Lila, what is your baby sister's name?
Tallulah.
Tallulah. That's an amazing name.
Is she precious?
Yes, she is.
And I'll bet you are the best big sister ever in the world.
I don't know if I am. Well, I bet you are.
You can say her name. That's a good one already.
I'll bet you help mommy with that baby, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
That makes you the best big sister ever.
Yeah, that's right. You get to be the big sister.
Yep.
Is that...
Well, we think that's wonderful.
That is great.
Well,
and I'm going to tell you something, Lila, something that is very special tonight is having you in the studio with
us. Yeah, you're our youngest.
Our youngest guest, yeah.
Yeah.
She's our youngest guest ever.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler, for bringing her in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
How old are you?
I'm seven.
Seven.
Going
precious.
On 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old soul there.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you guys for letting her come in.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So, yeah, tonight we're just reflecting on moments that defined the year. Anything that made the year unforgettable, incredible?
Well, I'm thankful for my morning coffee every day.
And we are, too. Yes,
and I am very thankful for my health.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Both past and current.
Yeah. You know, we're at the age, I think all three of us are thankful for that, to be honest with you.
Hey, and when I wake, if I wake up in the morning, I'm happy.
Yeah. And I'm thankful for my family's good health, too.
Yes.
I mean, what more is there?
Yeah.
That we're all healthy. Really, if we have that, if we have...
All three of us are healthy.
I'm
in my 60s.
I am too.
You're in your 60s.
I'm on the backside.
I'm almost in my 60s.
You're almost in your 60s.
You're leaving the 60s.
If you do a Benjamin Button.
I left
the 60s. Age backwards.
I'm on the backside of 60. Ron.
Speaking of which, I'm looking forward to next year because I'm going to have another birthday soon.
Oh,
that's right.
That's a great
thing.
That's right.
And Ron's going to be throwing a wonderful party like he did last year.
Right. Well, yes. Yeah. We are.
Karaoke, bingo.
Did I hear party?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Craps. It was amazing. It was a great party. But yes, being thankful for our health. I am very thankful for my health because at this point I don't take anything for anything.
Well, let me throw this at you. If you have health, good health, you have everything because we have the beauty of time. So we can change our life at any given moment. We can make changes if we don't like our life the way it's going, or there's something about it that we want to change.
Yeah.
With good health, we can do something with that.
Yeah.
Someone that, that is soon to, go over the Rainbow Bridge, they don't have the luxury of time, and people with their good health have time. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's everything. Mm-hmm. It's such a blessing. So I thank God every day for my health, my friend's health, and my family's health. Yeah,
that is something
I'm rich. That's the richest thing to have.
Besides grandkids. And I do want to go back to having a grandbaby because I read something on Facebook that to the effect of people think that grandparents love their grandbabies more than they love their own kids, but it's only because the grandbaby reminds you so much of your child and everything you loved about the child. And I said, that's not true. I do love the grandbaby more.
Don't tell your daughter.
No, my kid, it's a joke in our house. My kids are like, Mom, do you love the grandbaby more than us? And I'm like, I do.
Okay. Don't ask. You don't want to know.
No, it's a different kind of love is what mm-hmm. it is. It's a love that has the advantage of dimensions to it
mm-hmm.
because you have – there's history now that's attached to the baby. So you have the baby, and then you have the history of your child. And you can't. I can't look at my grandson without thinking about my kids and their whole life and what brought them to the point of having – this baby. And so the baby is, I'm so in love. I'm obsessed with him.
I bet.
And then I have his mom's whole history attached to who mm-hmm. he is. And then my parenting attached to that. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mistakes more than I remember the things I did right. And then once you're a parent, you're tormented by reminiscing on the things that you regret.
So
once
now you
have
can
a
do
grandbaby,
it different.
For me, I look at the grandbaby and I think I have all of this opportunity and wisdom and going, I get to do this different now. It's kind of like I get a do-over. And
that's cool.
And that's for me what makes
that's
it so
awesome.
Multidimensional. There's just so many facets to the grandbaby. That,
so cool.
Yeah.
So awesome.
And
give him back, too, and go home going, I know.
I never want to give him back. That's the thing. I want to keep him. I'm like, I wake up in the morning, like, where's my grandson? I call my daughter,
cool.
Bring me that grandbaby.
You know, me and Lenny are in the same boat. Neither one of us have grandkids yet.
No, but we don't want to rush our kids, do we? I mean.
You better rush your kid. You're 75.
No, I can't. Well, he's.
76.
Sean is found. He's married at least.
Yeah.
My son, I have to give him grace to let him. To let him.
I hear you.
It's so important to find the right person. Hopefully you can live that whole life together. I want that blessing for him so much.
Yep.
Truly. More than
I
want the grandchild.
Yeah, that's...
I just have to say, it's just so cool to know all of you gals that are became grandmas this year. Deborah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie. Yeah. Really very special people in your world.
All special people.
Yep. So, that's awesome.
Wow.
And you've got Harlow. You've got a good start.
Yes.
Really, I'm the only one that doesn't have anybody to play with.
And I won't share mine.
Fine.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm not
going
to share
I am so
either.
Greedy. I don't even share him hardly with his own mother. Like, she was trying to take him today, and I'm like, no. No. I hardly share him at all. It's quite the joke in our family, but having a grandson. There's something else that birthed this year in my world that I am grateful for. And this has been a long thing in the making and a short thing in the making. And I feel like it's the culmination of everything that I've gone through in my life. And part of that, what I've gone through in my life. Okay.
I'm just looking around.
I'm trying not to do what Lenny told me not to do, which is start to take a break and then abort.
No, I was just looking around.
Abort the mission. So I'll start the story. I'll have to finish it after our break. But that is that, you know, what I went through with struggling with the addiction issues in my family, in my marriage, and then with my kids, and what I learned in that process and what we went through in that process, and then my daughter getting clean, and that just being a big part of our lives, and that which drove me into getting educated around addiction. And now this year, May 1st, we opened up, myself, Brent, Eddie, opened up New Life Discovery Project, which you two are on the board of. You're on the board of directors with us.
Mm-hmm.
As a part of that, and it has become something that I am so incredibly proud of. And
well, yeah.
I'll share more about that if we have time for it when we come back from the break.
I wish you a Merry Christmas, I wish you a Merry Christmas, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas, country style, at the Christmas celebration of the decade. At historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Casa, 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens. The Casa 1910. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Not there quite yet.
Not quite. But just letting you know.
Okay, I'll see you guys.
Okay. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show. We also have with us our co-host with the most, again, Coco, Lenny Matthews.
Good
Welcome
evening.
Back.
Thank you. We missed you last week.
She's back. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Please call in and share with us anything that about the last year or Christmas for you this year. You can also text L if you don't want to call in at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any one of us on Facebook to Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. And I think, Lenny, you're going to tell us about that.
I love to. I want to talk about K&S Staffing.
Please talk
Solutions
about them, because they are
Incorporated.
Amazing.
So, I haven't mentioned this, during the show tonight, but they are the true industrial staffing company. They're OSHA approved. That's a pretty big deal, because we're not talking just office work. We're not talking janitorial. We're talking about
industrial.
Yes.
Yeah.
laborers and
heavy equipment
and heavy equipment and things like that. So being OSHA approved is really a big coup for them. And they also have a form on the website. This is for employers, business owners. If you go to their website, which is KSS, the number 4, and jobs, jobs.com, go on to their website. There is a form that you can fill out if you're interested in working with KNS Staffing. And it's easy to do. They only ask for a little bit of info, and they'll have someone contact you right away. So it's super easy to do. You don't have to leave your office or your business, and they're really good about getting back to you. So KNS Staffing, your source of the workforce. And I just wanted to say that they have competitive pay, too. I don't think I've mentioned that. But they handle all the state and federal taxes, workers' comp, everything that the employer needs when they hire an employee. So no headaches.
Love it.
They just do everything for you. So give them a call. Their number is 530-605-4517. Or you can go to their website, or you can walk through their door in the Mission Square Shopping Center off of Bocelli Lane.
Thank you, Lenny.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, KNS.
I have a, we have a caller, but before we take the caller, I have a text. Somebody texted in, Lila, this is for you.
Lila.
And this is for you, Lila. I just watched you put your headphones on. The text says, when you spoke, that was the best moment on the show all year.
Oh, wow.
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 Awesome.
Well, that's amazing.
What that's
you say?
A beautiful thing.
So you got to come back.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
So we have a caller.
Is that Paul?
Yes.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Same to you. Merry Christmas.
To you. And I just got a text in from Kristen, so now I know who you are.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah, she was talking to me about you, and I've had yet a chance to really listen in, but I've been enjoying this.
Thank you so much, Paul, for listening. Tonight's a little bit of a topic salad, and I'm going to introduce Paul. Paul is the partner of one of my longest and dearest friends, Kristen. We met in 1985 and have been just almost like soulmates since.
Wow.
So Paul is her partner, and I'm honored that you have called in.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And Kristen, I love her and adore her so dearly. She's an absolute angel.
She's amazing.
But
she is an angel.
You can't keep her as a soulmate because she's mine.
Okay, she's a sister soulmate.
That's good. Okay, yeah. So let me start by saying this year has been a very complicated yet enjoyable year. The first thing that I have on my little list here is I became a National Wildland Firefighter for Mount Adams Wildfire out of Georgetown, California, protecting and serving our community for the El Dorado National Forest.
Well, congratulations on that, and thank you for what you're doing.
I was excited to be able to transfer over from hand crews. I did that for about 10 years, and it was very complicated, very hard, but I enjoyed it. It was very rewarding. So there was that.
Well, thank you.
Next on my list, and not exactly in order, and I have, I've also been enjoying being a girl dad.
Oh.
While engaged with Kristen. And,
we'll say more about that.
It has been really interesting. So I've been in a relationship that was a little bit difficult in the past with the girl's mother, and it was healthier for us to be apart with our own places, and that's to finalize that, it was hard to be in a relationship where things were complicated and difficult with someone that wasn't willing to really adjust anything as far as relationship-wise, and it wasn't healthy for the children, so it was better for us to move on. She just wasn't my person, and I could tell that she wasn't. So a lot had changed in the last 2 years, and I finalized some things with her, and she wasn't happy about it, but it was about the health and the happiness of our children, and I needed to focus on that. Fortunately for me, I've been blessed in so many wonderful ways that I've had an opportunity to, you know, be a good father to my children and be supported in this community with the, my church and the people that have been in my life, like Kristen and her mother and my mother. So, it's been a wonderful experience.
Paul, thank you so much for sharing all that. And I can't even tell you how huge, my heart's ready to explode because I, you know, of course I love and adore Kristen and got the opportunity to be around Kristen while she was raising her kids at a very young age. And so I know what an amazing person she is. And you and your girls are very fortunate to have her in your world. And I know I don't have to tell you that, but she's listening and I want her to know how much I love her. And she single-handedly influenced me as a parent more than anybody else in my world. So I credit a lot of my parenting, the good parenting, to her. So give her a big hug and a kiss for us. And thank you so much for calling in, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Absolutely. I will. Before you go, I'd like to just say also for Christmas, I got a chance to speak with my 12-year-old son.
Wow.
Who was pretty much kidnapped from us. When he was about 15 months old, by his grandmother. So I got a chance to speak with him in person. He's 12 now.
That's a miracle.
But it's been some miracles through Christmas.
Yeah, you've had some miracles, Paul. Thank you so much for sharing that. I can almost feel the importance of that.
And I will give her a big hug and a kiss.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Kids are the best.
Yeah, they're amazing. And Kristen's just an amazing human being.
Sounds
really,
like it.
She is.
Seems like it.
Yeah. So,
all right. Where
were we,
Ron?
Hard to follow that.
I don't know.
Well, I was starting to share we took the break, just about the things in my world that had led up to. It's amazing how God uses breakdowns for breakthroughs. Mm-hmm. And the breakdowns, there's a lot of breakdowns that happen around addiction issues in families and the chaos and the insanity that happens around and the heartache. And going through that in my marriage and then watching my kids go through that and getting the education and being very proactive in wanting to somehow be able to understand it. And is there something I can do to make a difference? And now moving forward, we've opened up New Life Discovery Project, which, I mean, this sounds like a shameless plug, but honestly, it's just been an amazing experience. And we are growing and we're a whole life solutions program. So people come in regardless of where they are. Most people are unhoused. They have maybe mental health issues or drug addiction issues, and they can come in and we can get them plugged into agencies in the community. They get food, clothing, and shelter. And I just get to watch people's lives change and people grow and people heal and people get to be stabilized. Every day I get to participate in that, and I cannot even tell you. It's like,
no, that's a big thing.
It's huge. It's a huge, the twilight of my year, of my life, to be able to be involved in something. I'm so grateful for that. And that happened, that began this year. Well, and you guys are a part of it.
Same thing with Harlow.
Yeah.
You know, he's so little that it's, at, you know, at my age, it's kind of cool to have another little life.
Harlow's amazing, too.
An amazing. To raise and be an influence on, which I am an influence on. Not a bad influence, maybe.
No. How dare you.
He knows how to fly. He likes cars.
Yeah. That boy has had some amazing, he's been exposed to some pretty incredible, positive, amazing things because of you in his life.
Well, he has a village.
He does have a village.
And
but
it does
I'm just
take
saying.
A village.
It does, absolutely.
So, speaking of addiction, I have helped several people that are in addiction. Some of them are clean still. Some of them are not. But I'm in the process of helping someone very important to me in my life as we speak.
Doing amazing things.
That is gotten clean and still clean, staying clean, determined to be clean, and is living a different life.
Yeah.
Good job.
Amazing. It's amazing.